Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
A Sabbath well spent brings a week of content. Anonymous, traditional Christian saying. The Sabbath is God's perpetual reminder that we are not what we do. We are who we are loved by. Mark Buchanan, Christian author.
Sabbath is that uncluttered time and space in which we can distance ourselves from our own activities enough to see what God is doing. Eugene Peterson, theologian and pastor. The Sabbath is not for the sake of the weekdays. The weekdays are for the sake of the Sabbath. Abraham Joshua Heschel.
A man without a Sabbath is like a man without a smile. Henry Ward Beecher, American preacher. The Sabbath is a time when we stop trying to make the world in our image and instead wonder at the world God has made. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks.
The Sabbath is the day on which we learn the art of stopping. Abraham Joshua Heschel, Jewish theologian.
Wonders, once so vivid, are now faint whispers. The dance of a hummingbird, a blur of iridescent green against a backdrop of fiery bougainvillea, a spider web glistening with dewdrops, each tiny sphere reflecting a miniature world. The silent growth of a redwood, roots anchored to earth, while branches reach for the heavens, unseen, unknown, beauty beggared, faith subsumed. We exhaust ourselves in endless pursuit. Our souls wither under the weight of ambition, chasing shadows that vanish in our grasp. But a quiet invitation lingers, one from the beginning of time. The voice of love calls us to remember, to return to the garden to reclaim what was once ours. The gift is not the silence, though there are blessings in the quietude. The gift is the rhythm of rest, a heartbeat in tune with the divine. It's the pause that gives life meaning. The space where our souls can breathe. A sanctuary from the world's striving. Where love and grace intersect. It's the echo of a long ago dawn. A reminder of wholeness and peace. A time to be fully present. Where worries and burdens disappear. If only for a day. Here, in the stillness, we find the space to breathe. To simply be. Like a divine embrace, it offers comfort, reassurance, love. In the weekly appointment it establishes with the Father, we find belonging and acceptance, knowing that we are held in God's loving care. Father, we thank you for the gift of the Sabbath, a sanctuary in time where we can pause and be renewed by your presence. Help us to embrace its rhythm of rest, to step away from the busyness of life, and to delight in the beauty of your creation. Teach us to trust in your provision, and to seek the peace that comes from knowing we are loved by you. As we honor this day, draw us closer to you and fill our hearts with gratitude and joy. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.
Before there was light, before the sun for the day, the moon for night, God stepped into time and spoke the words that gave us stars, trees, fish, and soaring birds. There was evening and morning on day one, and God's masterpiece had just
And finally, when almost done on the sixth day, God formed his image from the clay. At the end of the week, God brought rest and declared the seventh day forever blessed. Oh, Sabbath rest, you heal the weary soul. In your embrace, I truly feel whole. Sacred moments where time stands still. In your presence, I find my fill. Egypt's bonds, God's people lost their way. Memories of Eden crushed under slavery's sway. Their muscles ached, their spirits broke. Until after the Red Sea, God gently spoke. Remember now this gift of mine, a weekly pause for sacred time. And still today, midst endless race, he calls us to this weekly grace. His voice still beckons, come apart and let my rest restore your heart. Oh, Sabbath rest, you heal the weary soul. In your embrace, I truly feel whole. Sacred moments where time stands still. In your presence, I find my fill. But we forget in our ceaseless chase the rhythm of rest, the sacred space. We build our towers, reaching high, yet lose the wonder of both earth and sky. Our hearts grow weary, our spirits worn. Oh, oh, Sabbath rest, you heal the weary soul. In your embrace, I truly feel whole. Sacred moments where time stands still. In your presence, I find my fill. In your presence, I find my fill.
The words of Moses in his farewell message to the children of Israel. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male and female servants may rest as you do.
Father, we thank you for the gift of the Sabbath, a sanctuary in time where we can pause and be renewed by your presence. Help us to embrace its rhythm of rest, to step away from the busyness of life, and to delight in the beauty of your creation. Teach us to trust in your provision and to seek the peace that comes from knowing we are loved by you. As we honor this day, draw us closer to you and fill our hearts with gratitude and joy. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.